It is the Friday show. Neil Atkinson, I've got with me Dan Morgan and Steve Evans. Pleasure to have both of them, as I'm sure you can imagine. And we've got coming up David Mooney talking about Man City. We've got Chris Waugh on Newcastle United and Jack Collins. Feels as though he played for Celtic in about 1973. Jack Collins is talking Fulham with us. But we'll start with Manchester City versus Arsenal. It is the game that's got our attention, obviously, and will have our attention going into this weekend. Steve, I have an issue that I think Arsenal are almost a bit too good in that I think they're going to try to go. I think their manager's got to go to play a certain way. He's trying to instill his methods on this side. They've got the weaknesses they've got at the back, certainly at the heart of the defence. And my concern for it is, in many ways, it almost suits City. It's a big game. They'll get right up for it. Crowd will be on it. Mm. And they've got a side they can go at.
Yeah, I think it'll be a carbon copy of similar to the way they played at Anfield as well, Arsenal. I think they'll come and have a little bit of a go, and because they don't really have the tools necessary to sit in and camp ahead and to frustrate City to try and catch them on the break like Newcastle did the other night. So I expect Arsenal to come up and try and sort of utilise space and try and get their back four, which for me will probably leave them too open because we know they haven't got the greatest defence in the world. So it's probably going to play right into Manchester City's hands, which isn't too good.
Do you see it going that way? Do you think everybody learns something from Anfield? Do you think he walks away from there thinking, well, I can't do that again because these lads will let me down, Dan? Or do you think he thinks, I've got to keep doing that because this is what we do?
I think he maybe learns something for next season and he banks it for then. And he maybe looks at whatever happens this season as a bit of a lesson that gets him through to the summer, and then he sits down and revises everything that's happened. I think the good thing if you're a neutral / Liverpool fan is that Arsenal now have something to go at with Chelsea's form. So, you know, the door of opportunity for top four has opened for three sides now for that fourth place. So there is incentive there. I can't see them being as organised as Newcastle, as mad as that sounds. But I think the way in which Newcastle were better than the sum of the parts on Tuesday night is something that Arsenal can't quite master at the moment, and I'd be, if I was Emery, I'd be erring on the side of maybe just going and trying having a gunfight with City.